Parents, you've probably heard of learning pods by now. Popularized by this pandemic, some parents are choosing to bring their children together for an education outside of the classroom with a few other families. And microschooling now has its own legislation in Madison. It's the Capitol Report on the Morning Show, and I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer Kent. What are your questions for our guest proposal on microschooling in Wisconsin? Phone number to the studio is 1-800-642-1234. We're taking your emails this morning as well at ideas@wpr.org. Our guest is Shea Sortwell, Republican representing the people from De Pere to Two Rivers, otherwise known as Wisconsin's 2nd Assembly District. Shea, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, sir.
So you have authored this bill, which has some co-sponsors now and is gaining some momentum, including Senator Nass in the Senate, about microschooling. Let's begin with the definition.
Sure. Well, what microschooling is, or it's there's another term out there some people may have heard. You just mentioned it, actually, which is learning pods. Basically, the idea of a microschool or a learning pod is a small school beyond a single family that kind of works cooperatively for the education of their children. So we're talking, like I said, a small number of people. As I wrote the bill, we're talking no more than 20 kids. And usually they have a fair amount of freedom, a fair amount of flexibility in them because they're not a large private school or anything like that. And so it really allows a lot more cooperation, a lot more collaboration between families that kind of put together a learning pod that seems to work for them.
So, Shea, this is not a virtual, but rather a physical location education?
Yes. I mean, as with any kind of learning, I suppose you could have some sort of virtual component, just like if you go to, your local tech college or even your local four-year college, sometimes they may have, a class or two that they, participate in. But the people as they're working together should be, for the most part, working from a physical location.
So, Shea, what inspired you to write this legislation?
Sure. Well, this has been a issue that's actually kind of been out there for a number of years because of the way that the Wisconsin homeschool law is written, that some people have tried to kind of work more collaboratively with other parents, and they're actually fairly limited in what they can and cannot do legally and still count it towards the education of their children. So under Wisconsin law, there's a certain number of hours that you have to teach your children, whether it's homeschool, private school, public school. There's just a set number of hours of education that is required to be provided, 875 for a homeschooling and regular private school. And then, for choice school and public school, I think it's a few more hours they're required to do. But nevertheless, you have to provide those hours. And if you want to work cooperatively with other parents through the homeschool law, it's actually fairly restrictive because under Wisconsin law, they have something called the one family rule, which means a teacher could be only teaching one family at a time. So I myself as a parent could homeschool my kids, or I could go ahead and I could even hire you, for instance, to educate my kids, but as long as they're only educating my kids. But for instance, let's say I want to send my kids over to my brother's house who homeschools, then he couldn't teach both his kids and my kids. That wouldn't be allowed under current law, and count those towards the 875 hours that are required under the law. You could do them as extra. And as a homeschool dad myself, my children have participated in such things, cooperatives and things. My son did one recently for 3D printing. He went and he kind of learned from people how to do 3D printing. But that doesn't count towards the hours. So the idea of this is to allow more cooperation and more collaboration between parents so that they can do this. And so sometimes this is going to work for people who maybe can't make the traditional maybe homeschooling model work. They need to work more with other parents, maybe for scheduling purposes. Maybe they don't have maybe they don't feel comfortable teaching certain things, let's say, higher level math or something, maybe physics. Maybe they don't feel comfortable doing that and they want to work more with another family. This allows that. And so what happened in 2020 is we saw a whole lot of people look for alternatives because they didn't want to do the virtual learning that was happening in many school districts across the state, and in part because they saw that it wasn't working for their children.
And Assemblyman Sortwell, are you saying that this education that was done during the pandemic, where we did see learning pods across Wisconsin, may not have gone to the actual education requirements that the state requires?
Well, yeah, it depends what they were doing. It depends what they were doing. The under state law, like I said, you weren't really supposed to be counting those hours necessarily, unless, I mean, you could go through the process and technically start a private school. I mean, you could do that.
So is this what your legislation was aiming to remedy?
Yeah, basically it was to understand that, you know what, a lot of this is already kind of happening more or less under the table, in part because sometimes people don't even understand exactly what homeschool law is. And in part because it just kind of makes sense if you can work with your friends and neighbors better for the education of your children, why shouldn't you be able to?
We certainly heard a lot about learning pods over this last year. Our guest is State Representative Shea Sortwell, who has legislation that would create a new choice for schooling in Wisconsin, and it would be microschooling, and you may know it better as learning pods. And I'd be interested if you had your children in learning pods in the past year and what the result was and what you think about this legislation going forward, or questions you may have for Assembly Assemblyman Sortwell this morning at 1-800-642-1234 is the number to the studio. Email ideas at WPR.org. And Shea, the bill says that it treats micro schools in the same manner that home-based private educational programs are treated under Wisconsin law. Why treat micro schools the same way you would treat a homeschool?
Well, basically speaking, it was if you have something that's working and working fairly well, why reinvent the wheel, right? And so I kind of looked at it as that was something that was very limited regulation. There are some regulations on it, but pretty limited regulation. And the idea was to allow as much flexibility and as much cooperation as possible between parents. And so I took this and said, okay, let's limit this in size and the amount of families that can be involved, but allow them to basically kind of work this out in a way that works for them. And so, I mean, they could hire somebody theoretically if they wanted to. They could take turns teaching each other's children, or they could all go to, you know, the Smith's house every day, and that person could be doing it. Maybe it's just a cooperation between two families. And so really we want to just provide as much flexibility as possible. And that's why we pulled from the original homeschool statute. Now, we left the homeschool statute 100% intact, untouched, because some people were concerned about affecting homeschooling. So we didn't change homeschooling in any way whatsoever, but it was a good model to start from.
Assemblyman Sortwell, the Wisconsin Homeschooling Parents Association, says micro schools are an entirely new class of private schools and should be defined separately from homeschools. They say micro schools should be governed by private school law and regulations. What's your reaction?
Well, even in that statement you just read, that's a contradiction. On the one hand, they say it's a completely new type of schooling, which I agree with. It is a completely new type of schooling. And the other hand, then they come back and say, well, it should fall under private schools. Well, no, because it is a new type of schooling. It is. And so I purposely made sure that homeschooling was left as is. And then I established something that would have, I mean, if you want to say it kind of falls in between homeschooling and private schooling, you can classify it that way if you want. I mean, it kind of does. But it's a brand new type of schooling that hasn't existed in the state of Wisconsin, not legally before anyways. And so, yeah, it's not the same as private school and doesn't need to be treated that way.
In the assembly, it's Bill 122, correct?
I believe that's correct, yes.
The Legislative Fiscal Bureau says under current law, a school board must allow a resident pupil who is enrolled in a home-based private education program to participate in sports and extracurricular activities in that school district. This bill extends these provisions to the micro school, and yet the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association opposes the bill. What's their opposition based on?
Well, they haven't reached out to me directly. But they opposed the same type of legislation when it was passed a few years ago to allow homeschoolers to participate. So I expect it's the same objection, which is simply the fact that they don't want children that aren't enrolled in the local public school participating in the sports. I believe they also objected to another bill that was out there recently to allow for online charter school students to participate in the local public school teams. So I expect it's the same objection. I don't really understand why, from an athletic standpoint, why wouldn't you want the most talented kids participating? But they've been relatively consistent in their objection to that involvement.
Learning pods are something we, many of us, mostly parents, became aware of in the past year. New legislation would carve out a school choice for learning pods microschooling in Wisconsin. It's authored by our guest, State Representative Shea Sortwell, representing Wisconsin's 2nd Assembly District. Do you homeschool your children? How do you see microschools affecting your homeschooling? What about the impact on public or private schools and school choice? Your questions for our guest at 1-800-642-1234 when we continue. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. This is the Ideas Network. So how can giving more parents more options when it comes to education lead to better outcomes for our kids? It's what we all want, right? We just want what's best for them. This is your State Capitol Report on The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Lee Rayburn, and legal learning pods, microschooling, we're looking at Assembly Bill 122 with its author Shea Sortwell and answering your questions along the way at 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us, ideas@wpr.org. Shea Sortwell represents the people of Wisconsin from DePere to Two Rivers, otherwise known as Wisconsin's 2nd Assembly District. And Shea, for parents who are interested in starting a micro school, what would they need to do?
We try to keep it very, very basic. And so basically right now, if you're going to homeschool, you have to file a form with the state of Wisconsin called a PI 1206. And we set up a similar type idea under the bill, basically saying you'd have to the Department of Public Instruction would have to set up some sort of form that they would basically just let the state know, hey, this is what I'm going to be doing. And that's pretty much it. We try to keep it as unregulated as possible, trying to allow for as much flexibility as possible.
Well, as you mentioned, this expands the opportunity for choice for parents in Wisconsin in a way that would protect some of the education choices that they made in the past year. Do you see those education choices staying, even though we see at least some rollback of, well, the mask mandate, and we see some kids returning to schools?
I think so. While COVID kind of brought this to the forefront, it's not a new problem. We've known that some people want to work more cooperatively and more collaboratively with other parents. It's been an issue that's been out there for 40 years, ever since homeschooling started in the state of Wisconsin. That just brought it to the forefront. So while the demand may decrease going into next school year, the demand will stay there, and there's always going to be a population that is interested in this option.
Representative Sortwell, according to the story about the bill and in Madison.com, you would not receive funding. Schools would not receive, this would not receive any funding under the proposal. The proposal itself would not receive funding, but students who left public schools to take part in a micro school would cost their resident district some per pupil funding. So would this cost public schools?
Well, a significant portion of the funding that comes to public schools just in general is a three-year rolling average of the number of students that you happen to have in the public school, which makes sense. So would it cost a local public school money if you had a student or two or three or 100 leave? I suppose. But that's the whole point of the formula, is basically the more students you have, the more people you're teaching, the more money you need, because you need to build more facilities, you need to hire more teachers, et cetera. So it would the only effect it would have would be the same as if a family moved out of the district and there wasn't that student being taught anymore. So you're paid for the students you teach.
Be interested in knowing from you this morning about the proposal for legalized learning pods, otherwise known as microschooling, and what you want to know about this legislation and as it moves through our state legislature, 1-800-642-1234. I've heard that it can be difficult to find instructors at certain points, Representative Sortwell. Under the bill, the person providing instruction can be someone else designated by a parent. How do you go about finding an instructor?
Well, for the most part, what I expect, which is exactly what you kind of see with homeschooling sometimes with some of these cooperatives, it's usually somebody already in the community that you work with. And so it's not typically, I don't envision that most of the time you're actually going to be hiring a teacher to be doing this. For the most part, this is going to be parents working together. And so, it's not uncommon to have a fair amount of diversity of job backgrounds in your local homeschool community. You may have an engineer that he works most of the time at a local power plant, but you know, he's willing to work Friday afternoons to teach, you know, your children as well as his. And so that's what, for the most part, you're probably going to be looking at, is somebody who's can apply his own personal life experience and be able to, you know, help out families that way.
Assemblyman Sortwell, at what point does a micro school become a private school because it became too large?
So the limit as the bill was written was up to 5 families and up to 20 kids. And the numbers just seemed to kind of work out with a number of different ideas. That's why I picked the numbers I did, although I'm perfectly open to flexibility there. But if you go more than 20 kids, you would have to go through the actual private school registration.
There was a micro school in Madison a couple of years ago that I believe had 22 students, so it would have had to perhaps meet some sort of exception to the rule or have registered as a private school, which brings us to where this legislation currently is in our state legislature, Shay.
So where it is right now, we had a hearing in the state assembly education committee. We haven't had a hearing over the Senate yet, but we had some support come in from people. And then, yeah, as you kind of pointed out earlier, the Wisconsin Homeschool Parents Association isn't big fans of it. But nevertheless, that's where we are at it. I am kind of talking with some of my colleagues and trying to figure out what it's going to take to get support, because it's something, a somewhat new idea for the state of Wisconsin. And so some people are a little bit skeptical about it. But, you know, for instance, one of them asked if maybe we could sunset this proposal so that we could revisit this in 2 or 3 or 4 years and say, hey, is it working? Are we having problems?
Are you open to that?
I am. I actually wrote the amendment for that.
Okay.
And say we can sunset it. And then if we have we can revisit this in 2 years. And if there are problems, we can either change it or maybe say, look, we shouldn't have done this and we're not going to do it again. But that's where we're at right now. I'm just trying to make sure we've got the support to move it through the education committee.
You're listening to the State Capitol Report on the Morning Show from the Ideas Network. Our guest is State Representative Shay Sortwell, who has authored legislation creating a choice for micro schools in Wisconsin. Would be interested in your reaction or questions this morning at 1-800-642-1234, where we find Tim in Eau Claire. Tim, you're on the Morning Show. Good morning. Tim, are you there? I am going to have to relay Tim's question here. Tim says he's a father of gifted sons, Shay, and it's difficult for regular schooling and homeschooling, and finding tutors has been an option but doesn't count towards education. He thinks this is a great idea because it opens the door for his gifted son. How does this expand the range for education beyond the margins as you see it?
Well, he's absolutely right, because right now, it, depending on how gifted his son is and how many different areas, you know, maybe he doesn't have the knowledge himself to be able to teach his child too far along some of those things. Maybe his kid is really good at math. Maybe his kid is really good at English. And maybe Tim just doesn't feel competent enough to be teaching at you know, high level areas. And so this would allow him absolutely to go ahead and find multiple people to work with. You know, if he wants to go out and hire a tutor, you know, maybe he can't afford to hire a teacher in each one of those areas, but maybe he could find 2 or 3 or 4 other families to be able to do that and split the cost and be able to just work that out. I mean, this bill is as flexible as you could possibly imagine, so that whatever needs to work for your family you could do it.
State Representative Sortwell, before we go, I want to get your thoughts on the state Supreme Court striking down the governor's use of the emergency powers to order a statewide mask mandate. What was your reaction?
I think the court got it right. I mean,
the governor get it right? Did the legislature get it right?
I think the court got it right. The court got it right. The law of the state of Wisconsin is very explicit and very clear that a governor has 60 days to operate with extraordinary powers in any kind of emergency. The entire idea of why we have that statute in place is, look, sometimes you have to make decisions quickly, and the legislative process can be a little bit more drawn out. That's the entire idea of the process. So we give that ability to a governor to be able to work that way. But that then gives you 60 days. And if you feel in some way that we need to do something beyond that 60 days, he's supposed to then come to the legislature, work through the emergency rules process, which would give you another 150 days. He could theoretically propose legislation if he wanted to do it that way. But you can't just continue to do it back to back. That's just emergency powers into perpetuity, and no one individual should ever have that kind of power.
State Representative Sortwell, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Shay Sortwell's Republican representing Wisconsin's 2nd Assembly District. Up next, the news. Then the State Capitol Report continues with Democratic State Representative Gordon Hintz from Oshkosh. The leader of the Assembly Democrats provides reaction to the state Supreme Court striking down the governor's statewide mask mandate. And we'll ask you how you feel about the high court's decision, what it could mean for the pandemic or future crises. Do you agree with the governor that the governor overstepped his legal powers? Take your calls after the news at 1-800-642-1234. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer-Kent, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.